white people are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got the students coming in. They was out at the cleanup. Dakeisha's is coming in with Mommy Cares INC. They was out cleaning up. She brought the gang. I see him outside the window, DJ Brother Z. You know, there they go, right there. I can see him right there outside the window. The crew outside. We got to get them in here. We got to try to get them in here. You know, when people come downtown for the first time, they get lost a little bit, but they know how to find the window. Yeah, that's them right there. We trying to get them in the studio. Hey, you know, over the kids right there. Yeah, that's them. Yeah, we trying to get them in. So we got a lot of young people coming into the studio right now, Truth Nation. They were out at the cleanup. It was powerful. It was powerful. Mommy Cares is coming in. Dakeisha, she's bringing in a lot of the students. I love it when the young people come together as well, you know, and they were so excited. It was a ton of young people out. It was a ton of young people out for the cleanup. And these are the teachable moments. These are the images that we want to put in their heads, where we got ideas where people are coming together from diverse backgrounds, working to achieve something on a small scale, but it's a teachable idea. And then they can grow up, and we can try to work them into society and serving the community and giving back and things like that. So this is where we got to be. Like I said, if y'all didn't make it out to the cleanup, make sure that y'all take one garbage bag. I'm asking y'all. Get one garbage bag. Tag me in it. Tag Tory Lowe in it. Tag Clean Your Hood Challenge. Clean Your Hood Challenge. This has been going on for years, too. The Clean Your Hood Challenge has been going on for a long time. We started this a long time ago. Every year around springtime, we do the Clean Your Hood Challenge. And we always ask people, like, if y'all missed the cleanup, get out here, fill up one bag of trash, one bag in your neighborhood. That's it. Take a picture, make a 30-second reel, however you want to do it, tag Tory Lowe. Hashtag Clean Your Hood Challenge. And let's make things popular of servitude and helping each other. Let's make that popular. We got so many things going viral, but are we giving back? Are we contributing? Are we serving? That's powerful. Okay, we got them coming in the studio. Mommy Cares coming in the studio. Dakeisha in the studio. Oh, we got the students coming in the studio. I've been waiting to see y'all now. That's all we've been talking about for the last couple segments. And when I first started the show, I made sure that everybody knew that y'all was coming on. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live. Hey, we got a lot of people about that action in the studio. Dakeisha with Mommy Cares INC in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Dakeisha?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Fine. Look, y'all came out to the cleanup.
Yeah, we did.
And y'all know how much trash they said we picked up?
How much?
Overall? 10,000 gallons of trash.
Wow.
That's off the Milwaukee streets.
Wow. That's amazing.
Working together. Hey.
Great job. Yeah.
I told y'all. It was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and you seen the belt. You know, I got the belt.
Yeah, I seen the belt.
You know I got the title. Hey. But thank y'all for coming through. What is your services? What do you do?
So we provide services to teens in the Milwaukee area, ages 13 to 19. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just awareness, you know, teaching the teens how to be aware of STIs, STDs. Mm. So one of the things the teens recently did were live presentations on how to prevent teen pregnancies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we went to the library. They did research. They worked on display boards. And we did some live presentations on what they learned. Another thing we're working on this actually upcoming week and month is job readiness. You know, we're going
to
be filling
out the resume.
Applications, how to do resumes.
Y'all know Summerfest is hiring now.
Yeah, I saw
it. How many
of
y'all 16? 16 and up. Okay, 16 and up. You got to be 16 and up, but jobs.summerfest.com, mm-hmm. they was just in here looking for the youth.
Okay.
Hey, so I mean, and it's just fresh too, so y'all want to make sure that y'all go right after the show, because once we start announcing that, it just fill up.
Okay.
So like I said, if y'all 16 and up, go get that paper.
Right.
Get that paper. Hey, look, it's out there and it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Working for Summerfest, being out there on the lakefront. Hey, they got food. I'm trying to tell you.
Some good food, too. Hey,
I'm trying to tell you. So when we talk about the youth, and I like that you brought the youth, too, you know, because I want y'all to all eventually come on the mic, say your name, your age, and how has working with Mommy Cares helped y'all, you know. So I want to make sure I get that out, you know, into the public, because many times we don't hear what the youth have to say.
Mm-hmm.
The youth voice is not heard. So that's why we got the voices.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got the youth in the building. But like I said, why did you start this? What was the need? Why did you feel a need to start Mommy Cares?
Actually, it was a...
Because Mommy do care.
Oh, yeah. This Mommy does care. This Mommy definitely cares. It was a group of teens. Actually, my house was the hangout house this past summer, you know, which I'm all for, you know, because it's keeping them off the streets. You know, I ain't worried about them stealing cars or any of that. And to be honest, more than a few of my teens were sexually active.
Mm.
And when I found out, we found out the hard way, you know, a couple of teens were, you know, contracted a STD. So we got them into Planned Parenthood. We got them treated. And it just, I was so shocked that these kids were sexually active. Even though we hear it, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're not around it, you know, you're not living it. So it's not, you're not aware of it. So I was inspired. You know, I'm like, I got to teach y'all. You know, like, this is not what it's about. I mean, I get y'all out here doing what y'all doing, but y'all need to be practicing the safe way of doing it. You know, y'all need to be aware of the consequences, you know, and I'm like, it's a good group of kids. You know, all Milwaukee teens aren't bad kids, you know?
Well, I'll say this. They watching y'all in the chat. They said, y'all not going to let the girls sit down? Oh,
okay,
nah.
Right, man.
They said, they got the shivery, they, you know. Hey, they say the shivery ain't dead. Seat.
Let
him
have a seat.
Okay, there we go, gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about.
My shy girl's in the back.
Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, they watching y'all. I told y'all, Truth Nation ain't going to play with y'all. You know, they want y'all to grow up nice young men. They going to try to, you know, they want to make sure that y'all on the right track. Now, I'll say this. The cool thing about seeing them was that they were organized, well put together. They always talk about the youth, but it's youth out here that's willing to work. They want to do right. They need the guidance. They're taking in good advice. They're applying this advice. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate organizations like yours, because sometimes these youth that are out here doing the right thing fall off the radar or fall to the side due to the negative attention that youth get out here.
Exactly.
So this is why I say I want to hear their voices. Look, when we come back, I want to talk to the young people, all right? I want to hear from y'all what's going on, what's happening then out here in these streets. You feel me? Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, who bow? Front row, shake it to a bad. She shake it dummy, dummy. I just wanna grab it. It's another one like DJ Khaled.
I just hopped on the scene, oh yeah. Me and my brothers got the green, tryna get between them.
She gon' block and leave her home. Motherfucker, I got a brother for it, bring her home.
I say, DJ, can you put this song on blast? Put up in the back, shaking. I know and you know that she gon' shake that just when I throw this cash. You ever told her I got G's?
No.
You ever make a bitty hit her knees?
No.
Well, guess what? I'm JP.
Oh, my daughter
make a say, hey, you're
about 101. 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got students from Mommy Cares in studio. Hey, look, we heard from Dakeisha, and she told us that she out here working with these kids. But I like when they bring in the kids that they working with so we can hear the testimony. You know, so we're going to work our way this way and everybody can get a turn. Name, age, and how has Mommy Cares helped you in your journey?
Well, my name is Deshaun. I'm 16 years old. And Mommy Cares has really helped me, you know, with my sexual activity because there's so many things like kids just rushing, you know, sleeping with each other. They mm-hmm. don't really care about, you know, what you could catch or what could happen.
Right. And like I said, you need that education.
Right.
And sometimes we don't get it. You know, we got to find out on our own. And sometimes some people find out the hard way. Right?
Real hard, man.
And I'm just trying to tell you, it's real though. It's real. And the lack of knowledge. And you need grown-ups and mentors around. Because I think some people assume that everybody had a mom and dad.
Right.
I didn't have my mother or father. A lot of people assume that I came from a good upbringing. Grandma did the best she can, but it was just many times me and grandma, we grew up very poor, without plumbing, without electricity. So like I said, I came from that. So that's why I got my braids in, you know what I mean? That's because, you know, we gonna keep it blocked, 100. But at the end of the day, we grow, we educate, we get around mentors. It took a mentor to come in my life to help me out, to show me the right way. So, like you said, you know, you just needed a little bit of help. And now that you got the help, I see you outside. Yeah. I see you at the cleanup. Yeah. You was trying to challenge me for the title. I thought you was gonna try to, you know, hit me from the side.
Whoa, man.
Try to pin me. Because I had the belt.
Man, y'all like the belt, those stuff, for real.
Yeah, so thank you for coming out.
Thank you, man.
Next.
My name is Deja, and my age is 15, and Mommy Care helped me by bringing me guidance to school and, like, just helping me, like, get through life. Like, they tell us, like, we have to go far because they think, like, when we was going skating, we have to go far because they think we ghetto, mm-hmm. loud, just because our race and stuff.
But since you've been working with Mommy Cares, you getting that guidance and the understanding that you need to make it.
Yeah.
How's that make help your decision making out here?
It made me think like I gotta do good. Like the business just make me feel like it make me just wanna do better in life and become something. Like,
oh, that's powerful.
What you wanna be? What you wanna
be? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, so, you know, when you get there, you know what I mean? Just remember the Tory Lowe Show, you know what I mean? when you get that bag. Next, who we got next?
Shawnice. And I'm 14 years old. And Mommy Cara has helped me understand that you can be sexually active,
mm-hmm.
but there's plenty of ways to avoid, like, preventing pregnancy.
Right.
Preventing STIs and STDs and stuff. You know, as long as you're protected and safe, you know.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't understand when it comes to, once you start getting at a certain age, a lot of people be trying to, you know, figure out other things, you know, trying to, what my grandma say, be grown.
Uh-huh.
You trying to be grown now. But like I said, you got to get the education, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how's that help?
It has helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. So now when they be trying to slide up on you, you be like, hold on now. Hold up. Well, thank you. You know, like I said, that's the age where you start hitting that pressure, you know what I mean, to maybe some people may be not as organized in that space where they know everything about how to engage or not engage. But you need information. You need an adult around that can teach you. So, like I said, thank God for Mommy Cares. Next, who we got?
My name is Asia, and I'm 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Mommy Care has showed me and helped me think about life and my future and what I want to be instead of following after other people.
Making you a leader more than a follower.
Yes.
Getting that what we call leadership skills, yep. Upping your leadership skills to make sure that you are actually analyzing what's going on instead of just running with it. That's awesome. You know, have you been in a situation where you used some of the things you learned to avoid a negative situation?
Yes.
Can you talk about it?
Okay. So.
You used what you learned to avoid, you know, all that extra.
Yeah. So one time I was in the car and I saw somebody that I had beef with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just crashed out. But then I started thinking about the program and my shirt. So then I just calmed down and thought about me.
So you didn't spin on
and
the ops.
Everybody else.
Because you. Hey, what do crash out mean to y'all? When somebody crashes? I want to know from you. But that's y'all word. I mean, that's the word that's spreading right now.
It's really when someone really easy to get angry or always trying to fight.
Emotionally unstable.
Yeah. Yeah, I say that. Emotionally unstable.
Have you ever thought of crashing out?
I have.
And how did you get out of it? How did you calm down?
Well, I know from experience that you got to really think, because I've made difficult actions before not mm-hmm. thinking. So I try my best to stop and think.
And that helps?
Yeah, it helps sometimes. Not every time, though.
Crashing out. Can somebody else give me an example of what they have learned to stop them from crashing out?
When you mad and you just
come right in.
You just start yelling at everybody else and getting mad at everybody else, and you have to learn like not to take your anger out on everybody else if you mad at one person.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't be crashing out.
Oh, you don't know. All right, we still got some people that's in the back that they ain't said nothing. They just standing back there. Come to the front. One, give them y'all seats and let them say what they got to say. Because I want to know your name, how's Mommy Cares helped, name, age, how has Mommy Care helped y'all development. This is powerful, Truth Nation. I hope y'all got your eyes open today because the youth is speaking.
My name is Javion and I'm 14. And Mommy Care has really had an impact on my sexual life and my life. It helped me become a better person and help me prove that, like, sex isn't always, like...
Right.
Don't think to
you gotta,
love
you gotta, her. You got to make sure that you do, when you enter into those ideas, that you have the knowledge and understanding of what that really means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, were there situations where you felt like, okay, well, now that I got the understanding of what to do, that you applied it? Was there anything that you can talk about to say, hey, look, since I've been with Mommy Cares, I don't do this no more?
No, I can't really. Mm.
Turning them away. Okay. Oh, you turning them away. So the ladies was all on. That's what you trying to say. How old are you?
14.
And when was the first time you was ever approached by somebody to engage in extracurricular activity?
Probably when I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
A girl I walked up to me. See how I wanted me. I'm like, okay. See how I wanted it. I'm like, right. Okay. But I realized I had to slow down real quick because I don't know what I'm fully doing.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it right now. So.
So you backed up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it can get aggressive. And you said you saying she came at you.
I was scared for a little man.
Oh, well, hey, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but like I said, you did the right thing. Because like I said, you backed up and you realized that, you know, you may have need to really understood the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of grown people that don't know how to do that. So that's powerful. Who we got? Who else we got? Come on. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Shamira, and I'm 12. And Mommy Cares has helped me with life because I feel like I seen all my other family members, like, doing, like, sexual activities. And I heard that some of them have got, like, an STI or STD. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to grow up, like, having a disease or type of stuff. And Mommy Cares has helped me, like, a lot. Like using condoms. It's, mm-hmm. like, it can protect that. And I didn't know how important that condom was because I've been hearing that some girls at 12 has been getting pregnant.
Right. Teenage pregnancy. And you want to protect yourself from all of those things. You said you seen or you heard or you know that people in your family have, you know, made, you know, bad choices and had to suffer the consequences. When you see those things, how did that make you feel?
It makes me feel like, I don't know, it's just... I be feeling bad. I be feeling sad because, like, they, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to explain.
Right. Well, like I said, now that you have the knowledge, is that helpful as you move forward? How has that been helping you?
It's been helping me, like, because I thought that STIs and stuff can go away, but it turns out, like, STDs and stuff, like, you can't be.
Some of them are permanent.
Yeah, like, some of them can't be cured. Like, mm-hmm. you can, like, treat them, but they can't. Just go away.
And so when you talk about this, are you under a lot of pressure to have sex?
No.
Or have anybody ever put you in any situation that where they was like, hey, come on, let's.
No.
Okay, good. I'm just asking because, like I said, she got a lot of common sense. So, and who? Thank you for that testimony, though. That's powerful.
You're welcome.
All right, my name is Brandon. I'm 18, and Mommy Cares have made me look at life differently, my personal and mental life.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, like, a big part of it is being one of the teen leads. Like, it make me a better positive role model to the other teens and make me look at them differently and try to guide them in a better chance of life.
And how old did you say you were again, woman?
18.
Yeah, you about to, you know, go off to college somewhere.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I see you got the full beard and everything. You know, you ready. But how has being with Mommy Cares helped you? And how has
personally, it helped me
work,
like,
with your decision making moving forward?
Personally, it just made me look at it differently, you know, having personal talks with her alone or openly. It made me think about life differently and make me move differently,
mm-hmm.
you know, and try to make better choices in life.
Yeah, and you in the leadership position now.
Correct.
Because you the senior person.
Right.
That's powerful.
This is powerful.
what did you think about the cleanup?
I mean, the cleanup was nice. I mean, I think we should do it more often and do it more in our neighborhoods as well.
Right.
You know.
All right. Well, I'll ask y'all a group question. When we get back, I want to talk about what are some things that we as a community can do to help the youth today. So I'm going to let y'all think about that question. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
TNC, don't play with me. All my call me Big P. I stand on business. Baby bro, we call him Lil P, but he the bitch. I whip it up with my auntie and my mama kiss. Just know I got the cheese to pay the bills. Don't ask me how I'm getting it, and don't ask me how I'm living, boy, cause you can see. My TT Lisa says she proud, she seen me on TV with it. Lately I've been getting money, my nigga, I'm gonna keep getting. Ain't sure no mercy on these. Mercy for the week. I don't buy my no goose.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Low Show. Hey, look, we got students from Mommy Cares in studio, and joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin Advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Elizabeth Brown? How you doing, Queen? Elizabeth, hey, is she on? Make sure she, Elizabeth, are you on the lines?
I am. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, we got Mommy Cares students. They came out to the cleanup.
They sure did, and they was looking all nice and colorful. Salute to everybody that's in the studio. Y'all did an amazing job. Y'all represented yourselves well. Y'all represented us well. Y'all represented y'all parents well. And I just want to thank y'all for taking the time to come out to the cleanup. So salute. Give yourself a round of applause because y'all could have been anywhere.
Hey,
but you have to make sure that they get themselves credit because they showed up, you know, to beautify the city.
Now, I want to ask them a question, Elizabeth Brown. I want to know what they feel about the community and how can the community help some of the things that y'all would want to see in the community. Anybody?
Well, it's me, Deshaun. And,
I
feel like we should have more groups like this, you know, teaching in schools, out on the street. You know, spreading the word, because many teens don't really know how important this stuff really is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important because it's going to end up coming. Like, everybody going to have them urges to, you know, sleep around and do all this. But it's good to make sure that you know you're safe.
Getting the knowledge and getting the understanding. Have mentors around to help them. Guide them along the way.
Got to have them.
That sounded powerful.
That is powerful.
I feel like we should add more, like, activities to the community because, like, we got to drive so far just to get to places like skating and other type of places.
Things that y'all like to do.
Yeah.
Go to Sky Zone and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like more local things in the Milwaukee area, like not all the way in Waukesha. And
like, what are the things that y'all talking about? Because they say that APS got things. You know, NPS got activities in the summertime. There are things around here. I'm talking about things that y'all like to participate in. So when you say out in Waukesha,
not what we
like.
Right.
When you talk about things like, what are the things that y'all go out to do that y'all would love for it to be in the city that y'all got to travel outside to do?
It's like when we were supposed to go skating, the people didn't want us to come because they thought that like it was a lot of kids and they was like, oh, that's ghetto and.
So y'all need a skating rink right in the city.
Yeah.
And everybody been talking about that. What do you think?
They really said what I was about to say. We all said, we was all about to say the same thing.
Right.
We really need more gatherings. Like, say we could get a barbecue gathering. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, I ain't going to say the whole Milwaukee, but everybody could gather around, have a little... We could all have a child party.
Mm. Just have a good time.
Yeah.
Positive energy.
For mommy.
Yeah, positive energy. No bad energy.
What'd you say? But the what? Say that again.
I missed it up. I said bad energy, and then I missed it with good energy.
Okay. I'm just trying to get some clarity. Right, what do you think that the city could do, or what we could do to make the youth experience more better right here in the city?
I think we should have them, like, make more opportunities for us, like, jobs, like, for 14-year-olds.
Oh, bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, and we should tell them to help us with college more often because it's not a lot of people that talk about college and stuff and then they expect you to just know what to do and how to do it.
So more training to go to college.
Yeah, and the prices need to lower down.
All right, we got.
Have y'all thought about? Have anybody met with y'all about, you know, doing trades? like the things that's happening in the trades
doing
area
trades.
Of how they're the next millionaires that's coming up, you know, like plumbing, electricity, the nursing field and things like that. Have y'all been exposed to any of that knowledge?
Not yet. We just started February. We just got active and going just February. So we're 2 months in it. So we're hoping to connect. Okay. That's why we're getting out in the community and trying to meet and greet and get our name out here and get connected to different resources.
That's powerful.
Okay.
All right. Hey, look, awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else got any comments on what we need to do in the community to help the youth experience be a little bit better?
To stop, like, thinking that all teams are the same, you know, from judging us from what other teams are doing, you know, how some are selling cars and being doing all this other stuff.
Acting
and they
right.
think that all the black people are just out here doing the same thing.
Right.
It's not all of us.
Right. And I told people that, like, they only focus on, the like, a lot of the negativity, but it's a lot of children falling to the wayside because they want to do better. They just need that attention. They need the mentorship. They need the idealism so they can use it to continue to grow. And that's why I love when y'all come in, because a lot of times when we talk about the youth, they say that y'all not being heard. Do y'all believe that y'all being heard right now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all on the Tory Lowe Show, we listening.
Absolutely.
Well, look, I thank y'all for coming in. Anything else that we missed that y'all want to say to everybody that's listening?
I want everybody to know, like, Mommy Care is a good business for your teens, and y'all should, you know.
Get behind Mommy Care.
Support.
Need some support out here.
Get some support. Well, like I said, you got my number now. Like I said, so whatever we can do, whatever I can do, you know, I'm going to try to help, because I love when we see the young people getting the mentorship and the help that they need. And it's not easy work, you know, but it can be done. Elizabeth Brown, anything you want to ask the youth? You got any questions for the youth today?
The only question that I have to the youth, again, I heard them saying that they feel heard. The question that I have is pretty much in that same area with individuals out there like Mommy Cares. Outside of that, how do y'all feel when y'all come in contact with other adults? Do you feel that you're being heard then, what's y'all take outside of Mommy Cares? How are you being approached? How are you being looked at when it comes to the adults? I want to get, you know, a feel of how y'all feel when y'all come in contact with other adults. I heard her say, you know, the judgment. But do you feel like we as the adults outside of Mommy Cares are giving you all the empowerment, the encouragement, the uplifting? Do you guys feel loved, cared for, or ignored and neglected?
Loved and cared for.
Loved and cared for.
Ignored and neglected.
Right, but that's the
truth.
Come on, we got some in the back. What do y'all feel?
Ignored and neglected.
Come to the mic. Say it to the mic. Say it with your chest, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll be feeling ignored and neglected sometimes.
Right.
Okay, help. Tell me.
Hold on,
what
hold on. We got two more. We got two
okay.
more.
I feel loved and cared for.
Okay. And we got one more.
I feel loved and cared for.
Okay. So we got two neglected?
The two that ask. Yeah. What is it that they feel they're being neglected? What issues or what areas?
And what areas do you feel neglected?
Hearing wise, like, I feel unheard, you know, like they don't really care for her.
Okay. And why do you
because I wanted to know, those were two males, right?
Right, two males, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Really?
A.
Voice heard in actions.
Okay. Voice heard in okay. action.
Yeah, wait, the first one he said. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to have a conversation with those. I would love to have a conversation with those two, because, again, there is a big issue, especially with our young black men. who don't feel like they, I mean, grown black men too, you know, right. But again, if we can,
I kind of feel like Tori,
if you can get their numbers, yeah, well, if you can get their numbers, you know, because I would want to connect with them to do a deeper dive, because again, we're in a community where it's the worst place to be black and the worst place to raise a black child. And the school to prison pipeline is huge. And if we can get those who feel unheard, who feel neglected, before the system can get them, you understand what I'm saying? Like, and that's powerful that they're able to speak, that they're not feeling heard and they're feeling neglected. So we want to catch them right now to see if we can give them the attention where people not talking at them, but talking to them. To avoid some of the seaweed that we know is the city of Milwaukee, because one out of every four black boys, they saying gonna touch the penal system. And if we can, awareness is prevention. And the goal is to prevent that.
I agree.
So, Tori, if you can get their numbers.
I'm gonna make sure you get in contact with
the
Keisha so y'all can go back and forth and work something out. How do we get in contact? If somebody wants to sign up their youth with you, Dakeisha, how do they do that?
So we have our website, mommy.cares4@yahoo. And we have our Facebook, Mommy Cares Inc. Mommy Cares phone number, 414-644-2969. So there's numerous ways to get in. Right.
And what do you think?
And mommy is spelled the regular way. We ain't putting none of our spins on it. It's just regular mommy.
Correct. So it's going to be mommy.cares@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And then we have www.mommycares4.com, which is our website, which has links on there to contact Mommy Cares. And then we have our phone number of 414-644-2969.
Well, how can the city help you grow?
Well, right now, financially, support us financially. We're looking for a building, you know, because all of these teens are in my home.
Oh, wow.
Right.
You doing this out the front.
Right.
Dang, off the front porch.
Right. In my living room.
Oh, wow.
You know? Right. We're in the library, you know, because sometimes it's more of us.
If they stop misusing the funds, maybe we can get some funds in the right place.
Right, right. Mommy Cares started Mommy Cares Transportation. Transportation services, you know, for the community, only to educational services. Not yet up and running, but we're registering. We're trying to get some vans. A couple of our teens just came in.
I see them outside the window.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody wants to help out, is there a way to give, or is there a way that they can help you out financially? Do you have a GoFundMe?
I do have a GoFundMe, which is...
What is the name?
Mommy Cares. It's on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Mommy Cares Cash App. We in the works of other cash venues as well.
Right. Trying to get the people to funnel the finances your way so you can continue to do the real work.
Correct.
Thank y'all for coming through. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love when I seen y'all out at the cleanup. I love to hear the voices of the young people because, like I said, they are our future. And we got to do whatever we can to try to do what we can do to make sure that they become the strongest leaders that they can possibly be.
Great.
Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Anita. I'm out there.
question, I bring up a budget. They talking about numbers, ain't show me a thing. Be wearing they heart on they sleeve. All my emotions like holding a sling. Close to the heart, they're in a part of me that I'ma be giving for free. It's okay, I guess. Love that I can't confess.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown, it was another powerful show today. It was a lot going on.
Absolutely.
A lot of people came through. But here we
As
go.
As they should. Powerful. You know, after the amazing weekend we had, like, salute to everybody that came out. You know, salute to White Widow. Salute to Kathy, who came out, 74-year-old, that had a 30 or 40-pound bag of garbage, you know, right, that she carried on her own. I'm talking about it was powerful. So, well, I don't expect nothing less, that today was going to be absolutely awesome.
Hey, look, and I'll tell you this. They said that, Elizabeth Brown, that we removed 10,000 gallons of trash.
That's what I'm talking about.
By nearly 300 volunteers. That's powerful.
That's consistency. That's, you know, that's community. This weekend was just so full of life, you know, for me. And it was like kind of full circle for me too, you know, having everybody out again, the youth being out there and being able to fellowship at the same time, you know, being about that action. At those things, you meet people who got the same mindset as you, meaning willing to get their hands dirty, willing to put in the work, willing to show up, willing to be consistent. Because the most powerful thing was that we had several people from all of the cleanups that we didn't have since you've been on the Truth, you know,
right,
and even some before, you know. So, again, just to see them and, you know, and to see where we are mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, it's like, I mean, it's a powerful thing for me. Like I said, I think 2025 is opening up the door, not only for us to thrive, but for us to build the community that we are truly under, but know that we can be, you know. So, mm-hmm. Hey, it's powerful.
Hey, look, hey, I'll say this, you know, when we talk about being about that action and we have events and things that we do, it's powerful. But like I said, even if you couldn't make it, we got the Clean Your mm-hmm. Hood Challenge. Go outside, get one Absolutely. Garbage bag full of trash, post it, hashtag Clean Your Hood Challenge, and call out a couple other people to go out and do the same. Let's make sure that we do Absolutely. Our part. Everybody do a little. Nobody ain't got to do a lot. And just because you didn't come to the cleanup this year, you couldn't make it for whatever reason, that don't mean you can't get out in your neighborhood and get one bag full. One bag
Absolutely.
Full. And post it and let everybody know you're doing the Clean Your Hood Challenge and do a 30-second reel. You know how y'all do them TikToks. You know y'all do them dances. Do something for cleaning up and making sure that we all do our part to do what we got to do. Many times when we talk about, okay, well, what can I do? You can get a bag of trash up off the neighborhood.
Absolutely. And that's even a bigger challenge, you know, when you get the kids involved. Make it something fun.
Right.
You know, that was one thing that I used to do with my daughter all the time. Make it into a game, you know, who can right. pick up the most trash, you know. And, again, promote them like Tory said, you know, put the hashtag Clean Your Hood Challenge. Put your reel up, let your kids be able to stand by the bag so they can be proud of themselves, because the goal is, just like the babies that just left, instead of always talking negative about the youth, what we need to do is empower, uplift, and make sure we're promoting the youth that are doing good, that will trigger the youth that's not doing so good to want to do good, because they're being highlighted. We gotta turn this thing right side up, because it's been upside down for a long time.
Hey, Clean Your Hood Challenge. Get a bag full. Get out there, tag Clean Your Hood. It's going to be powerful. I'm going to tell you right now, this is what we got to do moving forward. The springtime is clean time. Get
it's
in,
clean
get,
time.
Be a
hey,
part of the frequency.
It's the new year.
Be a part
it's
of that
frequency.
It's the
real new year.
Yeah, we got to get outside.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Elizabeth Brown, I appreciate you and everything you've done to make sure that we get a lot of these things that we do, a lot of the initiatives out here. And look, we got
no doubt.
And we still got a lot of work to do.
Hey, I'm here for it, King.
All right, well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, one love.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen R. Taylor from Waterfall. Let's get it. Green don't always mean go.
Okay. All right, look. Let me tell y'all something. It was powerful. If y'all missed it, get out. Clean your hood challenge. Get a garbage bag full of trash. Get the family outside. Y'all, just because you didn't make the cleanup, that don't mean you can't clean up. Over 10,000 gallons of trash collected by nearly 300 volunteers. That's powerful. Thank you, Truth Nation, for tuning in today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, up next. You never have to pay me.